Exclusive, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. No borders, no parking, no more, Trump's plan to put truckers first. By Sean Duffy on July 3, 2025. In an era where urban elites dismiss the calloused hands that drive America, President Donald Trump has stood tall, fist raised behind the men and women who keep us moving, American truckers. Since the president's executive orders on the English language this spring, I've taken action to reinstate the penalty for failing English proficiency rules previously abandoned by President Barack Obama. These rules maintain anyone unable to read or speak our language is unqualified to drive a commercial vehicle. Penalties were eliminated, however, to favor political correctness over safety. On Friday, I was proud to take our commitment to truckers even further by unveiling two key initiatives to make trucking great again. We're cracking down on illegal brokering and building more truck parking. Primarily built in the 1950s and 1960s, these stops may not be glamorous, but they are essential to our national supply chain and the safety of our highways. Every day, more than 3.5 million truck drivers haul the goods that keep us going, from food to fuel to medicine. These drivers need safe, reliable places to rest, refuel, and recharge. Right now, there simply aren't enough. A 2019 survey from our department found 98% of truckers have trouble finding safe parking. In fact, there are 11 truck drivers nationwide for every one stop available. These shortages are estimated to cost truckers 12% of their pay. Inadequate parking also exists across every state and region in the country, particularly along I-95, which runs down Florida's entire East Coast. Drivers are left to either park illegally on highway shoulders, ramps, or vacant lots, or spend hours circling for a safe spot. That's not just a costly nuisance, it's a safety hazard for everyone on the road. So, we're investing $275 million to build more truck parking. When I started as Transportation Secretary, I promised to make travel safer, easier, and more affordable. As part of that initiative, I recently invited families everywhere to join us on the Great American Road Trip in the run-up for our nation's 250th anniversary. My team collaborated with America 250 and Brand USA to curate 250 destinations for families to experience together as we celebrate our country. While we celebrate 250 years of freedom, I've asked parents to send us their ideas how the Department of Transportation can make travel easier. So far, we've heard you loud and clear. Relief areas are for families too, and we need more of them. America's truckers will also benefit from a series of steps I've just taken to lift the industry. We are removing Washington roadblocks by eliminating one-size-fits-all mandates and promoting flexible hours. An 1,800-word cut from federal regulations will save truckers time and money, supporting drivers to deliver their goods safely and on time. We are also protecting the value and integrity of truckers' commercial driver's licenses. Few industries are more vulnerable to the consequences of immigration than trucking. All anyone needs to start hauling are a vehicle and commercial driver's license. It's not hard to see how foreign drivers can undermine American truckers by offering to carry the same load for less pay. After President Biden's broken border policies flooded the country with more than 10 million illegal aliens, truckers have seen enough. As Transportation Secretary, I ordered a nationwide audit of non-domicile licenses to prevent the exploitation of foreign labor. Let me put that in plain English. My department is reviewing states' approval of commercial driver's licenses for non-citizens to identify and eliminate patterns of abuse. We will not allow the last administration's importation of cheap labor undermine hard-working American truck drivers. A new Trump era of transportation is paved by a crackdown on illegal brokering and the overdue expansion of our truck stops. Sean Duffy is the United States Transportation Secretary in the Trump administration.